Welcome back, this RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button, it's the only way we'll grow. And follow me on another platform, because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Let's get it.
How are you going to comment that I'm mid when you know that you would hook up with me in a heartbeat?
Listen, baby, by no means are you mid, but let me tell you something. A guy would literally hook up with anything with a hole and an ass cheek, all right? The bar to wife a girl, way different.
And this is a fundamental truth that most women struggle with their whole lives. They think if they can get sexual attention, she's the top-notch B. But no, the top-notch B is the woman that can get commitment from top-tier guys, not the woman who can get D from top-tier guys. The fact that most women can get some type of validation from handsome men or tall men, whatever, it really ruins them. Because they think they're better than what they are. So they're going to keep shooting for the star as far as a relationship with Chad. And they're going to keep falling back down to earth. When in reality, she could have had a wholesome, nice family with an average Joe guy. Because she's an average Jane chick. So a lot of families don't get started because women think they're better than what they are.
Y'all too old at this point to not know. Just agree with everything he say, even if you don't. Just agree with everything he say. Your man is always right.
Oh man, ladies, if you took this advice, your life really would be so much better. Be with the man where you could just trust everything he does and says. He's going to be wrong sometime because we're human. But doesn't it get old arguing every little thing with your man? Trying to challenge every little thing and poop test him? I would think it'd get exhausting. But see, women are going to do this because they like the drama. They like the back and forth. They like testing their man. So, I mean, this makes sense to a man's brain, but definitely not to a woman's brain. It'd be nice, though, if they did just listen to everything we said. I'd love that. The world would be a better place, I think.
I'm so tired from, like, working and doing things. And then I remember there are people that work, do things, and have children. How in God's name?
Yeah, that's why, you know, people who make marriages and families work, they deserve all the respect in the world. They go to work, they come home, they take care of kids. Yeah, it's not an easy path. But that's why people who just live for themselves, I mean, you can do what you want, but I'm just saying, like, for example, women who just want to delay having kids and committing to a man so they can have hot girl summers until they're 35, that's why they don't deserve as much respect as the woman who settled down at 22, had kids, and she's delaying her gratification. And she's putting the hard work in up front. Shout out to all the people who put in the work to actually make families work.
Have you ever broke somebody's heart?
Oh, of course.
What happened?
He said we were having too much sex and it was making him go further away from God. Because all I wanted to do was have sex, apparently.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about. Spiritual evolution. This man is on to something. Like I said before, you're not a man until the power of the P is powerless against you. If you're so caught up in the P, you're not going to evolve as a man. You know what I mean? You're not going to be able to get closer to God. Or get closer to whatever you believe in. Or whatever you're passionate about. Because you're going to be so caught up between her legs. Respect to that man.
You know what? When I think about it, men are a lot more submissive than women, actually, because they just don't give a lot as much pushback. They accept our alternate realities. They go with us to Target. They go with us to Walmart. They go up and down every single aisle. Yeah, they might huff and puff, but they don't say anything. They try new recipes that they don't like necessarily. Sometimes they do. They dance on TikTok with us. They, you know.
Yeah, these are weak men. And a lot of men get beat down to this point after years in the relationship. Maybe they didn't start off weak men, but it usually comes to this. The woman beats them down to this point. This is what happens usually when you date a woman in this country. You go to other countries, the men aren't as submissive to women. But we know what type of woman this is. Tatted up. Probably got a lot of attitude. Well, she on TikTok, so that tells you a lot about her right there. The question is, look, do you respect those type of guys, lady? Or do you walk all over them and eventually cheat on them? She got a point, though. Don't become like this, fellas, no matter what. If you don't want to go to Target with the B, just tell her you don't want to go to Target. If she throw a fit, let her throw a fit.
You know what I'm saying? They're just a little, they don't give as much pushback as we do. They take our new definitions. They go through our eras. They like our all these different hairstyles. And except when you think about it.
Yeah, but that's the power of the P. So many guys are willing to go with whatever just to say they have a girl, just to have some convenient sex at home. Bedroom fun feel good, but they don't feel that good for me to just submit.